plate a potential nugget.
You talk about four broad themes, right? Self, home, work, and community. A couple of questions, right? One is, how did you arrive at this taxonomy? There's different ways of looking at life. So I'm curious about how you came up with these four. But also, I think work and home are often well understood, but self and community are often less understood. If I sort of talk from a point of, at least in India, the conversations I have with people around, people often frame the trade-off as a, again, even trade-off, I think we should talk about it as we move forward, but they understand work and home, but the other two pieces are missing. So I'd love to get your perspectives on how you got here.
Well, there had been a number of people writing about work and life, and I started reading what other people were targeting. And I was also reading philosophy and psychology. So my background is in psychology. And so these seemed like a good working set to capture most of what most people talk about when they think about the different roles they play, the different domains of their life. It's not a perfect taxonomy or categorization, but it seems to work pretty well, and it seems to work universally, because I brought this now to all over the world. So the community piece, just to answer your question about like what is that and how is it relevant, people struggle with that. And I often get questions about, well, what is community and why does that matter? Community captures kind of everything outside of you and your work and your family. So that includes your network of friends and neighbors, people in, you know, the place where you live. But it could also include people that you are engaged with in some kind of political group or religious group. So that usually has some meaning for most people. It may not be the most important thing. For some people, it is. And the self, of course, is who are you as an individual, you know, in your own private sphere, the things that matter to your physical health, your mental health and emotional growth, and your spiritual life, which it is important to some people and not to others. But these aspects of our existence are, you know, for most people, pretty important. So these four buckets, if you will, seem to capture most of our experience. And it's also simple. You know, there's not 12 categories, there's just four. And last point about this, I ask people to define these domains of their lives in ways that make sense to them. So there's no rigid definition that I impose, but rather it's a device to help you to think about the differentiated parts of your life. And that helps you make sense of how to bring them together. In order to make sense of the whole, you've got to see what the parts are. And so people make their own decisions, choices about, well, what does home mean to me? How do I define family? And the way you define it might be different than the way I define it, and et cetera. So it's useful in that way that everything about this approach is subjectively defined by the learner, the user.
Understood. And maybe just picking up on one of the things you said, Stu, talk to us about what you mean by spiritual when you talk about self. Again, different people interpret it differently. How do you see the spiritual part of self?
Well, for some people, it's formal religion. You know, organized formal religion. But for many people, it is cultivating your soul, your sense of connection to other human beings, to, you know, to some sense of the divine in our everyday existence. The interconnectedness of all things and the experience of feeling connected to something bigger than just you. That people have been, you know, cultivating since the dawn of time, the dawn of human time, and in very different ways, you know, in different parts of the world. But that's that piece. as I understand it and as I explain it.
Sure. A couple of things struck me here. First, the fact that we need to think about harmonizing across four dimensions, not two. People often explicitly think about their immediate family and work and try to find an equilibrium between the two. But I like the four dimensions or buckets that Stu brings in as we think about achieving harmony. I guess what these domains are and what they mean specifically and what the weightages are for each of these domains will vary from person to person. But throwing in self and community makes us think wider and holistically. Second, it's interesting to hear Stu talk about the community piece as anything outside of yourself, family or work. Sometimes we have this notion of grassroots social work as making a difference to the community, but I guess there are different ways in which we could do it. For example, you could be helping out in your child's school with some activity, or taking on a role in the residential community you are in, or helping friends or otherwise. I guess the broader takeaway for me here is, are we doing enough in situations where we don't have any immediate, direct vested interest? One could argue that some of the other activities might be driven by enlightened self-interest, but it's another discussion for a different day possibly. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. For curated insights by theme, you could visit the curated playlist section in the website. If you want to listen offline, either let's say during a gym session or a plane or a car ride, you could download the podcast from iTunes, Google Podcast Player, Spotify, Savan, and most of the platforms.